the Great Potato Debate. It starts today and rages all week.
All week. What a debate.
Agricultural week. And we have food technologist and founder of the Why Meat Company, Emma White. She makes potato cakes. Hello, Emma.
Hello, how are you guys?
Good. Now, Emma's from Melbourne, Marnie.
Well, and my point exactly is that I really feel it's a state thing as to how people talk about the humble scallop or cake. Yes.
Okay.
I do believe that. What do you reckon, Emma?
Oh, I totally agree with you. I think it's divisive in every single state of Australia.
Right, okay. So you call them potato cakes when you're making them because Emma makes them,
yes,
Marnie.
Yes, you do, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we've only known them as potato cakes down here in Victoria. I was talking to a guy in Mildura, which is obviously on the border of New South Wales and Victoria, and he's said that all around there they call them potato cakes, but I think obviously north of Australia, you guys call them scallops. The South Australians call them...
Who cares?
Fritters. Do they potato fritters? You're right. Yes. That's what I knew there was something different about South Australia. Not just South Australia, but the fact that they call them something totally, it's not even in the debate. They've brought something else
in. That's right. Emma, I want to know, you know, why do people have a love of potatoes? What's the thing with potatoes?
Oh, I just think the reason for our love for potatoes, it's always been a staple in everyone's pantry. And the versatility of a potato. Mm-hmm. A potato can be used for breakfast, lunch and dinner, obviously in a hash brown, shredded, in a jacketed potato for lunch or for dinner. Roast potatoes can be eaten whenever you want, and the humble potato salad in the summer.
I made that on the weekend, honestly. It's a fam fave. They inhale it. The potato salad, but we've forgotten the chip as well. I mean, one of the most infamous snacks around the world is the chip as well. We can do. You're right. It's so versatile.
Wedges.
Absolutely. Wedges.
Give yourself a wedgie.
It's only Monday. Just wait. I'm sure life will do that halfway through the
Emma,
week.
Look, Emma from Why Meat Company, Marnie, who makes potato cakes. We've got people who are calling in who want to argue the fact with you, Emma. Say hello to Ewan from Aratula. This is his day. He calls us all the time, Emma, and tells us about the scallops.
Yeah, at Aratula.
At Aratula. Hello, Ewan. How are you, mate?
Good morning, my friend, my legend. I'm a little bit speechless this morning.
Well,
you know this is a very, very passionate subject for me.
Yes.
And we know.
Yes. Say hello to Emma. Yeah. Say hello to Emma.
Good morning, Emma.
Good morning, Ewan. How are you?
Now, tell Emma why you think it's scallop, Ewan.
Well, look, you know, no disrespect. I may not be a food technologist, but I actually call myself a potato scallop connoisseur.
Yeah.
So, as you know, Campo, for about 3.5 years now,
I've
been encouraging you to get out to the Aratula Shell to partake in trialling one of their potato scallops, possibly two.
Yeah.
And I did allow you to have the choice of the chicken or the plain salt, but you still haven't bothered.
I know. Emma, people.
Why
so
do you call
rude.
Them cakes, Emma? What's the cake? This is the debate.
What's the cake? I mean, I think it's just, it's born and bred. You know how we just, different states call things different. Mm. A scallop is, definitely a slice of potato covered in batter, whereas a potato cake, our potato cakes can use a mixture of mashed up potato and formed into a potato cake.
Right.
So therefore, it's not actually a true scallop like slice.
Can I just interrupt you, Emma, and just let you know that the Aratula Hotel, they're actually renowned for double dipping.
There you go.
It's got the double batter.
We got more people wanting to weigh in. Tracy from Mount Gravatt is on the line. Hey, Tracy, how are you going?
Morning, guys.
Turn off your radio, Tracy. Turn off your radio.
It's not on.
Oh, well, someone's is. Someone's is.
Maybe it's Bluetooth. No. That's
possibly.
All right. What do you want to say, Trace?
Scallop. 1,000% scallop.
Yes, it must be a Queensland thing. North of
the border, New South Wales, Queensland. I'll give you something. I was talking to WA last week, and they call them the big chip.
Oh, see? Now they have to be different.
So we've got fritters and big chips and scallops and cakes.
Well, I suppose technically, Emma, you're right. Yeah. It's a big chip, right? But still.
Well,
it's...
Yeah, I suppose.
But okay, so now you've actually clarified something for me, which has gone on for years. You make them slightly different because to me, the humble potato scallop that you get, as Ewan said, is that slice of potato, and you're saying you do a bit of a combination with mash. Now that clarifies it for me, because that is more like a cake,
different.
Isn't it? Yes, it's different.
Yeah.
All right.
The reason for that is that obviously in the world of waste and sustainability, we can use any size potato, whereas obviously a scallop potato obviously uses the larger potato, and obviously a big... a big potato cake.
Right.
So we use anything from like a 10-cent piece to obviously the big ones, and we cook it up, mash it all together, and reform it and send it out. And I think, it's really sustainable, and I think that's the way we need to go in our waste reduction.
Right.
Sure.
All right, Emma. Thank you. Ewan, I think you've won it actually this morning, Ewan.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm going to tell you one more time, get your rear end out there and try one of these, mate, because you'll never, ever look back.
Emma White from the Why Meat Company, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you, guys.
The debate continues to rage all week. Potato cake versus scallop. River 949.